Let's hurry up and get this over before they open the doors. It's going to get cold in here in a few minutes. You guys got your jackets on. Arizona State stuff. Hey, well, that's a week too late, man. Huh?
Just talk about Ben Tate, what you think he'll kind of bring to the team.
Well, you know, I've never been with Ben Tate, and I'm not real familiar. Obviously, we're in a situation where yesterday we had, you know, one back that could practice. So the timing of him being released and opportunity for us to add a back, certainly it was good timing. And we're getting started with Ben and trying to teach him our system and get him to hopefully get him where he can be ready to go contribute.
Is there anything you can do to sort of water it down, teach him just the bare basics that he could play on Sunday?
I think we're going to work towards that. We'll see how he handles it. We'll see what our situation is. Obviously, you water it down too much, and those guys on the other side, you know, it's kind of pretty obvious to them. But, you know, hopefully there's some things we can get him involved with.
What does the team's acquisition say about the team's feelings for Jerick McKinnon in the future and just how you guys view him?
Well, I don't think it's – I think we're excited about Jerick and what he's done, and I see him as our running back. I see him you know, he's, like, as I said, he's been limited in practice last week. He's limited in practice, couldn't practice yesterday. Hopefully he can practice today. So he's, you know, you got to protect yourself. Obviously, with Matt not being able to practice yesterday, in doubt as to whether he'll play or not. You know, we had one back who could practice yesterday. So, you know, that's a big part of it.
About wanting to get more carries. Coach Zimmer said a couple weeks ago he doesn't want to, you know, bang him up. Because he's a smaller back, is there that risk, or is he a guy that could be a high carry guy potentially?
You know, he's a 210-pound guy who's put together pretty good. I'd like to see us get more carries. I'd like to see him get more carries. I know how that all goes, but games come up different, and, you know, when we've been able to get in those situations where you know, get him the ball, and he's done well. I think he's going to be a very good back in this league.
What have you seen when they've moved Clay Matthews to the inside linebacker position?
Oh, I think they've done it to get their best players on the field, okay? And the combination of getting him inside gets a very good player at the outside when they're in that early down nickel package. They're still using Clay as a rusher. You know, they're an outstanding coaching staff, and that defensive group is unbelievably experienced, and they're doing everything they can to get the most out of all their players, and it's been very productive for them.
How much did the back injury have to do with McKinnon's lack of carries? I think
it had nothing to do with it. You know, we, as we said, we when we get convert third downs, I think we've been able to keep balance. We did not do a very good job converting third downs in the game. You know, we had in the second half, we started first drive. I had a drive on our one-yard line. We got one first down there. You know, we had, I think, two carries in that drive. And then the next drive, we got the ball on the turnover and ran the ball on the first down play and threw two straight passes and didn't convert and kicked a field goal, missed the field goal. And then the next drive, there's 8 minutes left, and we're down by 11. So that's the way the second half went. You're not going to get a lot of carries if that's the way the game goes.
Traits, have you seen? Just touch a little bit on it.
I'm sorry?
Are you disappointed that you're not able to work outside at all, or does it matter? Do you get more work done inside?
You know, we played outside a few days ago, and it was damp and cold, and our guys, I thought, that part of it handled it well. You know, we're going to get it cold in here. That's the thing we've got to fight. We can't – it's, you know, the forecast is for rain. We can't create that scenario, you know. So I think Coach has put together an outstanding schedule and done a good job getting our guys ready.
What traits have you seen from Jerick so far that makes you think that he can be an everyday down back someday?
I think he's elusive. He's got very good vision. He's got outstanding quickness, and he's more powerful than he looks. He catches the ball extremely well. He's done a great job. You know, there were some questions when we drafted him and early in camp if he would be able to protect, but he's done an excellent job mentally and physically in protection.
Red Ellison's dad, Ricky Ellison, I guess at USC, right? What do you kind of remember about him, you know, as a player?
Well, I didn't coach Ricky, and that's probably a good thing. He was an inside linebacker, but I not only was there the entire time he was there at USC, but had to coach against him for a number of years when he was at the 49ers and at the Raiders. And, you know, he and Rhett have a lot of the same characteristics, very, very, very competitive, very serious. You know, Ricky was going to do whatever it took to find a way to get an edge or to find a way to win. Well, you know, he's a lot like a lot of our guys. He's a young receiver that is learning how to play, and I think he's talented. He's got good size. He's got good range. He catches the ball well away from his body. He's got good quickness. He can run by you, and he's got good feet, so he can run intermediate routes. You know, he obviously did not play last year. Spent the whole year rehabbing his knee. He was in Cleveland's camp, so we got him late. He's learning not only a system, but he's learned how to play in our offense, and I think he's growing. I think you see a little bit of chemistry developing between Teddy and all our receivers. It's not where, obviously, anywhere near where we want it, but I see it developing every day in practice, and you know, you see it at times carry over to the field.
Did he get enough time to spend in your offense last year in Cleveland that he
didn't do anything last year? He came in and had a knee surgery. We signed him off Green Bay's practice squad, and when he got there on the physical, they found out that he had a problem. I'm not a doctor. He had a problem with his knee, and they did surgery. So he was not involved in anything we did.
But even the time you guys spent around him, just around the facility, did that kind of tell you anything about him?
I really didn't get, you know, we were getting, spend a lot of time with the guys that were playing.
I think he had about 7 targets last week. What was he able to do to separate himself from the defenders?
Some of it is the way coverages come up and the position he was put in, and he was playing in the slot and on a number of them, and he was crisp with his routes. I thought he was sudden. He got the right depths in terms of the routes when he's running the in-breaking routes, and when he does it right, he has very good quickness in and out of the breaks.
Does Cordero need to absorb the offense and really get familiar with it yet, or what's?
I think all our guys do, and Cordero got a couple opportunities in the second half, and made a couple catches, and you know, that was encouraging, and we just, all these guys just need to play, and you know, as I said, to me, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday practices are critical in terms of their development. That's how they're going to get better, how they practice, what they do in practice, the things that show up in practice, and then you want to see it show up in the game, and sometimes it does, and sometimes it's harder because teams are going to do things to take plays away, and sometimes, like you said, sometimes it comes up where CJ's in the right place and gets 4 or 5 catches. You know, sometimes it's someone else.
Assess the play, the protection specifically Sunday?
I think our protection has been much improved over the last 3 games. I think it's helped us. You know, we had 47 snaps against Chicago, you know, so we didn't have as many, they didn't have as many opportunities to rush us, but certainly in Tampa and in the Washington game, that was part of the reason we were able to have the success we had.
Some of development between the young chemistry between the receivers and Bridgewater. How have you handled all the young guys that you guys have on offense and perhaps the patience needed for the offense to blossom to where you think it should be?
Well, there needs to be a sense of urgency, which I think we've continued to have. The coaches have continued to try to create. And then you do have to have some patience. And to me, the guys just got to understand that, you know, Teddy had a great week of practice last week. He got a chance to do some things that we hadn't been doing. He threw some routes we haven't been throwing. He's getting better. I see him getting better every day. You know, sometimes, as I said, games come up in different ways, and it shows up, and sometimes it doesn't show up. But, you know, his development, I think, is coming along the way we hope it would. And you know, I saw someone say he took a step back in that game, and, you know, games are different, and you know, there's some pretty good quarterbacks that didn't win last Sunday. And I don't know, you say they took a step back. We're just trying to build something and create a foundation for all these guys. Okay.